Everyone is better off if they have a kind, caring, and supportive friend by their side. And ideally, we all have friends and family and neighbors who treat us in this way. But sometimes this is not the case. Sometimes when we really need a kind friend, no one is available at the time we really need him or her. In these situations, we need to befriend ourselves. The first step in befriending yourself is unhooking from unkind thoughts through noticing and naming them. The next step is deliberately saying kind words to yourself. For example, when you're in pain, you could say to yourself, "This hurts. This is really difficult. And I can still care about myself and care about others here and now, no matter what has happened to me." We will practice that right now. If someone you love or care about were in great pain or difficulty, how would you speak to him or her? Presumably not with a harsh or irritable or mean voice, nor with a cold or uncaring voice. You would probably speak to them with a warm, gentle, and caring voice. So as you silently say these words to yourself, see if you can say them in the same way that you would to a loved one who was stressed. Silently repeat with great kindness. "This hurts. This is really difficult. And I can still care about myself and care about others here and now, no matter what has happened to me." And notice what it is like to be kind to yourself. Now, take one of your hands and turn it palm upwards. And remember what it is like to touch someone with kindness and caring. At times in your life, you have probably used this hand to touch other people kindly. Maybe you used it to pat a friend on a shoulder, or to hold a baby, or to hug someone, or to stroke someone's hair, or to massage someone in pain. So try to fill your hand with that same sense of kindness and caring, so you can, in a moment, transfer this kindness to yourself through the touch of your own hand. In a moment, we will invite you to take this hand and place it somewhere on your body where it conveys a sense of kindness and support, a sense of befriending yourself. For many people, this is over the heart or over the belly or over the forehead. Alternatively, if you have pain somewhere in your body right now, you might like to rest it there. And if you do not want to do this, then just imagine doing it. So now, take this hand and fill it with kindness and lay it gently somewhere on your body. If you cannot think of where to lay your hand, rest it on top of your heart and try using different pressures. Some people find a firm pressure is best, while others prefer a soft, gentle touch, and yet others prefer a moving, massaging touch. Your aim is to send a message to yourself with this hand, a message of support and caring and kindness. This hand sends the message, "I see you are in pain, and I care about you, and I am here for you." Feel the warmth and kindness flowing from your hand into your body as you send this message, befriending yourself through a kind, caring touch. Feel warmth and kindness and caring flowing into your body. By being a kind friend to yourself, you will be better able to care for others. If difficult thoughts or feelings appear as you do this exercise, know that this is natural. If necessary, take a moment to unhook and ground yourself. Notice and name those thoughts and feelings. Breathe slowly. Push your feet down, straighten your back. Stretch and engage with the world around you. Now silently say to yourself, in a kind and caring voice, "This is natural. Everyone has difficult thoughts and feelings like these. All people experience this when they are stressed." And now notice, what is it like to treat yourself kindly? This exercise might have seemed a bit strange or funny, but remember, when you befriend yourself, everyone in your life benefits. Because the kinder and more caring and supportive you are to yourself, the more energy and motivation you will have to help or care for others.